And now this is a dictation for Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y, Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E, August 11, 1941. Address as a letter to Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, Gardener, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R, 953-5320. Dear Mrs. Gardener, follow up for Mr. Sprague, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit October. Back in January, did have a stroke. Was at Midland for 5 days, presented with posterior circulation abnormalities, double vision, no procedures were needed, came off aspirin, excuse me, they stopped the blood thinner medicine, was placed on aspirin and Plavix. He has fell out of bed. There has been also standing when walking to the bathroom. It's not clear to me if there was lightheadedness or true syncope. He denies having chest pain palpitations. He does have memory issues, comes accompanied with wife. He has edema 3-4 plus bilateral, venous Doppler to be done today to rule out thrombosis. Has received medications for infection UTI. Recurrence of symptoms few weeks later. Has follow up with neurology. Other review system right now appears to be negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Medications for memory dementia. Antidepressants, blood pressure, low sartan, Lasix potassium. Receive Keflex antibiotics. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 235. A recent surgery for melanoma anterior chest and apparently a squamous cell cancer on the skin on the top of the head. Uses CPAP machine at night. Presently normal pupils. Non-nystagmus. Very distant breast sound, probably COPD, no pleural effusion consolidation, appears irregular, probably AFib, less than 90, no pericardial wrap. Oh, the abdomen obese in panic, edema worse on the left comparing to the right, there is an hematoma from the recent fall. Next paragraph, chemistry is requested. This is from April. Previously, creatinine as high as 1.4, 1.6. Presently, 1.47, GFR of 47. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and no gross anemia, normal white blood cell, and platelet. Next paragraph. The venous Doppler came back negative for thrombosis. A recent MRI of the brain without contrast shows acute infarcts, right occipital lobe, more than two, chronic infarct, also right occipital lobe, and small vessel ischemic changes. He was on sinus rhythm. CT scan of the head with remote right occipital infarct. CT scan of the chest without contrast. No major abnormalities. An echocardiogram was done. Normal ejection fraction, moderate left ventricular hypertrophy. Enlargement of the right ventricle. Reduced ejection fraction right ventricle. Grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. No significant valve abnormalities. No evidence of intracardial shunt or thrombosis. A CT scan angiogram. There was high-grade stenosis at the level of proximal vascular artery. There were irregularities on the left vertebral vascular junction. With moderate stenosis on the left. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3 appears stable, no progression, no symptoms, no indication for dialysis. Next number, blood pressure in the low side but not symptomatic. Continue present regimen of diuretics, ARB, losartan of the HCTC. Next number, electrolyte acid base stable. Next number, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus stable. Next number, normal hemoglobin. Next number, recent stroke, posterior circulation, double vision, as indicated above, underlying dementia. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, my physical exam, probably premature beats, as given EKG was normal at the time of stroke. Continue, he is blind from the right side from the stroke. Plan to see him back on the next 6 months.